You're listening to WNYC. I'm Mark Garber. It's hard to imagine Park Slope, Brooklyn, as anything but the picture postcard neighborhood that it is today. But tonight, Slope residents and others can get a rare glimpse of its grittier past on the big screen. BAM is showing Hal Ashby's 1970 directorial debut, The Landlord, which was filmed on location in Park Slope. WNYC's Derek John visited the same block where the film was shot to see what has changed.
The landlord of the film's title is a preppy rich kid from Long Island named Elgar Enders. Played by Beau Bridges, Elgar buys a brownstone at 51 Prospect Place near 6th Avenue in North Park Slope. In this scene, he shows up in a white suit and pink tie to check the place out.
We're going to have to watch out for this. What is this we have here?
I'm Elgar Enders, the new landlord.
You know the new landlord. He's the new landlord, man.
And his idea is he's going to fix it up and evict the tenants and have this really nice place.
That's Mike Warham, the current landlord of 51 Prospect Place. Warham bought the building in 1987 for $300,000, and he still gets a kick out of seeing it in the movie.
And it gets very, very complicated and very interesting, sometimes hilarious and sometimes tragic.
Hold it right there, honky.
Who's that?
Now turn around and march your buns back out that door before I shoot them out from under you.
The Landlord featured a great ensemble cast, the Staple Singers soundtrack, and was ahead of its time in its frank discussion of race.
So get moving, or else you ain't gonna have no hits to lean on. You dig?
But the movie is perhaps most fascinating as a time capsule of pre-gentrification Park Slope.
I used to call half this block the demilitarized zone. So I only walked on this half of the block.
Fern Sorrell moved in next door in 1979.
There was no Key Food. Fifth Avenue was iffy at the time. No trees, no... It's almost like it was unbelievable.
In Hal Ashby's film, what's unbelievable is to hear Park Slope described as an old ghetto and dreadful slum. And then there's this memorable scene with Elgar's family over dinner.
Where's this real estate, Elgar?
It's in the Park Slope area, William Jr.
Park Slope.
Park Slope.
Good God. Elgar, are you aware that... That's a colored neighborhood.
Colored neighborhood.
Oh, yes. 40 years later, the colored neighborhood of Park Slope is now 66% white, according to the latest census. And today, brownstones on Prospect Place sell for upwards of $2 million. Still, the current landlord isn't complaining about the Park Slope of the present. Well, except for one thing.
It seems to be the hardest block in all of this area to get a parking space on.
For WNYC, I'm Derek John.
See pictures of the brownstone and watch a clip of Ashby's movie The Landlord, click on Culture, WNYC.org.